God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now let's read the gifts of the Spirit. He said, I don't want you ignorant about these things. He said, verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Just preachers that pray a lot. Who? Every man to profit withal. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another divers kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. Now you can see every one of those repeatedly in the book of Acts. Every one of them. You can see all of them in the Old Testament except for tongues and interpretation. That's distinctive of the church age. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to who? Every man severally or individually as he wills. This letter is not written just to Joe Smith in the church at Corinth. It's written to the church. For the whole church to covet and desire these things. And then he said, if you're doing that, then God's going to manifest through individuals, different individuals, as he wills. All of us should want these things. And we shouldn't just zero in on ourselves. How many would like to see a working of miracles manifest if it wasn't through you? If it was through the person sitting beside you or in front. As long as somebody had got their miracle, right? If somebody got their healing, what do you care that didn't come through you? And that's the love aspect of it that keeps it pure and right. It's not just so we can have an experience. We want the will of God. We want miracles. We want people's needs met. People set free. And it's going to take the power of God to do it. You can counsel till you turn blue in the face. You can read books and look up stuff till you fall off your chair. And it's going to take the power of God to fix these things. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And it begins by all of us as a church family respecting these things and valuing these things and hungering for these things. The Lord's already heard our prayer. He's already spoken to us about it. It's already begun. It's already in the works. And all of us want to be open to Him manifesting something to us or through us anytime, but we shout just as loud or louder when He uses somebody else. Bottom line is, they got their healing. They got the answer. They got their direction. All of us desire all of them. And yet, He said to one is given, to another, and to another. So the implication is one person is not going to have all of these manifesting through them necessarily. God's going to use different people. And that's great with us. As long as it gets done. Our life is supposed to read and sound like the book of Acts. The same kind of things that were happening in the churches recorded in the book of Acts are and will be happening at Faith Life Church. Right? Why not? Why would anybody think it's not the will of God? I mean, what better example are we going to find to emulate, to follow? You know, I've had people ask me, well, Brother Keith, come teach us on church growth. Brother Keith, come teach us, you know. Y'all didn't have a church, then all at once you got a nice-sized church. Come teach us on the principles. I don't know them. I don't, what? Well, what's the pattern? Acts. The book of Acts is the pattern of what a church is supposed to be like. Hmm? That has not been emphasized enough. People have been content to live mental, natural lives without the miraculous, without the supernatural. I am not. I said, I am not content to live a natural, mental life. I am hungry. I have tasted some of it. And I want more. I am unwilling to live a natural, fleshy, mental-only life. I want a spiritual life. I want a spirit-filled life. A spirit-led life. A manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit life. And it begins right here, right now, with us saying, God, we want it. You said want it, we do. Here we are. Hey, the eyes of the Lord are searching to and fro, looking for somebody whose heart's right and perfect toward Him to show Himself strong. But when He scans Branson, it ought to light up. Right? He's scanning the whole world. But when He scans Branson, it'll go, boom, boom. Ah, look at that. They want me. They want me. They don't forbid talking in tongues. Hmm? They don't denounce and explain away the miraculous. They don't deny healing and miracles. They want me. They want all of me. Say it out loud. That's us. That's us. Hungry. Hungry for the Holy Spirit. We talked about tongues. That's the beginning. That's the entry in. Let me read to you again what Brother Kenneth Hagin said about this. He said, the more I pray and worship God in tongues, the more manifestations of the other gifts of the Spirit I have. The less I speak in tongues, the less of the other manifestations I have. Speaking with tongues is the door into all the rest of the spiritual gifts. Did you hear that? Well, that shouldn't sound strange to us. How'd the thing start off? In the book of Acts. How'd it start off? The Holy Ghost didn't say the Spirit of God appeared and there was fire and He sat on them and they all had a word of knowledge. Holy Ghost sat on them and they all had working the miracles. No, what? Tongues. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spoke with us. That's how it began. That's how they entered into it. God never changes. His Word does not change. His Spirit does not change. Doesn't need to. He was perfect when He started. So how should we expect it to start with us? So I'll just tell you, you don't believe in speaking in tongues. We love you. You don't have to speak in tongues to come to this church. But if you decide, I don't believe that, I don't accept that, you have hindered yourself from stepping into the rest of this. Because it is the doorway. And we live in a world where people deny the miraculous. They have a form of godliness, but what? They deny the power, anything that has to do with a miracle. More and more you hear people say, if it's a miracle, they explain it away, they deny it. But did you know if you don't believe in miracles, you can't be a Christian? I know Christians that don't believe in miracles. No, you don't. Maybe you know people that call themselves Christians. You can't be a Christian and not believe in miracles. The virgin birth is a miracle. The resurrection is a miracle. The new birth is a miracle. Are y'all with me? The dead being raised. At Jesus coming and the trump sounding. Miracles, miracles, miracles. You don't believe in miracles, you can't be a Christian. Impossible. Well, this thing began with miracles. It's going to end with miracles. What's supposed to be in the middle? Can you guess? Miracles. Miracles. So we talked about tongues. We talked about interpretation just a little bit. We talked about prophecy a little bit. We may come back to that. But I want us to go on to something else. Go to the book of John. We said these nine manifestations of the Spirit are in groups of three. they logically divide into three groups of three. Three manifestations that speak, three manifestations that reveal, three manifestations that do. You could call them revelation manifestations, utterance manifestations, and power manifestations. And he said, covet earnestly the best or the greater gifts. And people ask, what are the greater ones? Well, here's an answer. Of the utterance, tongues, interpretation, and prophecy, what might you think? Prophecy is the greatest of those three. The Bible says so. Greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks in tongues, unless he interprets. Tongue with interpretation is equal to prophecy in a public ministry. So prophecy would be the greater of the three. Not to diminish the value of the other two. Let me say it like this. Jesus said, my Father is greater than I am. Well, that doesn't mean he's nothing. But he still said, my Father is greater. And so these are, tongues and interpretation are great, but prophecy is greater. Okay, the revelation manifestations, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the spirits. Of those three, word of wisdom would be the greater. And as we get into it, perhaps you'll see why. It has to do with revelation that includes the plan and will of God. That's pretty big, isn't it? And then also the power manifestations, gifts of healings, working of miracles, and faith. Which one of those you think might be the greater? It's faith. Faith. Because through faith, the other can be manifested too. How many know through faith, miracles or healings can be manifest? Not to diminish the other two. They're great. Just that one would be greater. Now, in talking about the utterance gifts, we covered those three briefly. Let's go to the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts. They are, like we said, if you go back to chapter 12 and verse 8, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And then down in verse 10 is discerning of spirits. These are revelations that reveal. Reveal means to uncover what was hidden, to make known what was unknown. They are supernatural. They're spiritual. They're not natural. You can't get the word of knowledge by going to school. You can't get the word of wisdom by reading books.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304E. That's R1304E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.